Module 10, the short version of the process. So far, we have explored the six phases of the conflict resolution process in depth. As we discussed earlier, these phases can be adapted for virtually any type of conflict. In this module, we will work through an abridged version of the process that can be used easily to successfully resolve conflict. We will also look at some individual steps that can be used as conflict resolution and prevention tools, evaluating the situation. To begin, we will combine all the groundwork into a single step. Phase 1, creating an effective atmosphere. Take a moment to calm down and deal with your emotions. Look at the possible positive outcomes of the conflict. Phase 2, creating a mutual understanding. Quickly evaluate your wants and needs and those of the other party. Try to identify the real issue. Phase 3, focusing on individual and shared goals. Identify common ground. This information can be gathered in just a few moments, and it will help you identify the most appropriate conflict resolution approach. Remember the five approaches that we looked at in Module 2. Although we promote the collaborative approach, there are situations where other approaches are more appropriate and beneficial. Choosing your steps. Now, let's work through phases 4 and 5. Think about the current conflict. Is it really the root cause, or is it just a symptom of a larger problem? Most often, it's just a symptom. How could the problem be resolved? Make a short list of possible solutions, even if it's just in your head. Now we're ready to move on to the next phases. Creating an action plan. Once you have some ideas on how to resolve the conflict, do a quick evaluation. What do you want and need out of the solution? What might the other party need? Use these to sketch out a solution. Remember, if you're going to propose a solution, the other party is going to want to know what's in it for them, so make sure you have something to offer. Have a backup plan, too, in case your approach doesn't work. This could be a different solution, a different way of presenting your original solution, or even a proposal to move to a more complex resolution process. Simply have some ideas in your back pocket in case your original approach doesn't work. Using individual process steps. In this workshop, we have outlined the various conflict resolution phases in a particular order and with a particular grouping. That doesn't mean that you have to use all the phases all the time. Most of the items we have discussed can be used individually as conflict prevention or resolution tools. Here are some examples. A new person has joined your team. She is very quiet, and the team, yourself included, is having a hard time getting to know and like her. You use some of the tools we discussed today to build common ground with her and improve teamwork. Lately, team status meetings have gotten out of hand. People talk over each other, argue constantly, and often leave the room. You suggest implementing ground rules for these meetings. One of your colleagues often behaves very aggressively. You find it very difficult to communicate with him because you find him so intimidating. You use emotional neutralization techniques to focus on your message and reduce the impact of his behavior. Case study. Reuben stormed out of the meeting in a heated rush. Paul tried to stop him, but his words of wisdom flew right over Reuben's head. Reuben didn't want his schedule to be changed, but he had no words to explain his dilemma. Instead, he huffed and puffed until he couldn't take it anymore, and the pressure cooker in his mind exploded in other ways. Reuben would scream, shout, pout, and ignore Paul's attempts to help. Paul finally cornered Reuben and made him listen to reason. A few minutes of smoke billowing out his ears, and Reuben started to see the error in his ways. Reuben's furrowed brows relaxed, and his tense shoulders gave way to a new emotion. Paul's words were turning Reuben's frown upside down once Reuben admitted what really had him upset and let go of the angry cobwebs that were clouding his perception.